Welcome to Off the Cuff with SDJ, a podcast about everyday life from the spiritual, the physical, and the metaphysical perspective. Each week, I'll bring you episodes that have a casual, laid-back, informal, and spontaneous look at this thing we call life. I'm Sunny Dawn Johnston. Now let's get started.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Off the Cuff with SDJ. That's me and my beautiful guest today, Grace Redmond. Hey, sister.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Welcome, my friend. I'm so excited to have you on. Welcome to everyone that is joining us today. Come on in and say hello. Let us know where in the world you're joining us from. You may be new, and if you are new, then welcome, and you're welcome to share this. So if you know somebody that wants a little upliftment and a little add a little new vibe to their space, then please go ahead and either tag them right here in the comments, or you can share this to your communities or your pages as well. So thank you, guys. I see some beautiful souls jumping on, saying hey. Good, good, good. Hello, hello, my friends. All right, so we're going to get started, Grace. I first want to just do a little intro and tell people a little bit about you, and then we're going to just jump right on into our off-the-cuff conversation. You ready?
Fantastic.
All right. Okay, so first off, I just want to welcome all of you that are here and joining us. Thank you so much for being a part of our community. This is Off the Cuff. I am here every weekday at 1:11 p.m., unless we have a special occasion, which happens once in a while. I'm here to have heart-to-heart conversations with change makers, and believe that each one of the guests that I have on here is doing their light work out in the world and being a change maker. This conversation is meant to be expansive and heart-opening and really just more of an off-the-cuff conversation. It's to give you some inspiration, inspire you, and maybe open up your mind and your heart even just a little bit more than it was before. I'm Sunny Dawn Johnston. I'm a psychic medium, a spiritual teacher, and change maker in the world. I love learning about who people really are behind the stuff, and like to bring that to all of you, learning about what they do, why they do it, and the journey that has gotten them there. So today we're going to meet the beautiful Grace Redmond, who is a very special soul, and I know you guys are going to love her as well. So let me read Grace's bio to you, so you have a little bit more information. She's an entrepreneur and a success and transformation coach. Grace Redmond is an entrepreneur who has owned and managed one of the most successful staffing firms in the Bay Area for the last 20 years. She's a co-author of several books and a success and transformation coach. Grace works with women to help them diminish their anxiety and negative mental chatter. Don't we all need some of that? Build their confidence and achieve their goals and increase their prosperity mindset. As a result, they create the fabulous life that they've been dreaming of and inspire other women in the world to do the same thing. Grace has had a long held deep commitment to building her self-development knowledge, reading hundreds of books in the area, as well as receiving numerous certifications in life coaching, NLP, and hypnosis. All right, my friend, welcome, sister.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm excited for you to be here. So first off, for somebody who doesn't know what NLP is, because that's one of the things that you have multiple certifications in, what is NLP for those that don't know?
Sure. Well, NLP stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming, and it's the basically it's modeling human behavior, and it's also learning about the language patterns. So you can find a lot of different definitions, but that's the simplest, you know, way. It's just modeling human behavior and language patterns is what NLP is.
And so in your coaching, you help people to be able to, how do you use NLP in that?
Sure. So the way that I use NLP is helping, you know, people, if there's something that they are interested in doing, we model that behavior, and then we put together a plan based on, okay, if this is what you want to do, we break it down into kind of a modeling format and teach them how to take the little steps to create what they want or the habit that they want to. So that's one way I use NLP. Another way I use NLP is using NLP, you can guide the person back to previous memories to, you know, help them recognize, because a lot of our limiting beliefs have been created from experiences and imprints we've had. Mm-hmm. And NLP helps us guide us back to maybe the memory that created that experience. And then from there, we can change it, model new behavior.
So almost like recreating it then.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Creating a new story.
I love it.
Yes, it's fascinating.
Yes. Well, and I've been talking a lot over the last several months around changing our identity, and having when we've identified as a particular kind of person for so long, and we're just kind of like, well, that's just the way I am. And instead saying, don't be using that bullshit line. And come on, let's create how do you want to identify, or who do you want to identify as, and starting to make those changes. So NLP would be something that can support that.
Absolutely. And it is more challenging when the belief is at the identity level. But, you know, we'll start from, you know, the environment to go to the behavior until we get to the identity, and then unravel it from there.
Yeah. It's stepping stones, right?
Exactly. It's so many layers.
Yeah. So many. We are so many layers, guys. Yes. All right. So as we were sitting today, for those of you that are watching and also listening on the replay and on the podcast, we thought we would talk about resilience. And I think that's kind of a big topic right now for a lot of reasons and for a lot of people. But, you know, having been walking through the pandemic and people just starting to kind of move out into the world, and now in the state of our world with recognizing equality and racism and things like that, and making some changes. When you think about resilience, what comes to mind for you, Grace?
Mm-hmm. So resilience to me is, so what's interesting, it's changed. So resilience for me started, you know, years ago when I would think of Rocky Balboa in the ring with his opponent, and then he's just getting beat down, and then he just won't go down. He just keeps, you know, coming back up. And so that was resilience for me. Just, I would just get beat up and keep coming back and just not take no for an answer and get beat up and keep coming back. So that was resilience to me, was just keep going no matter what. Mm-hmm. And I still believe that. But also I feel like resilience is taking a step back and just allowing yourself to feel whatever you're feeling. And an example of resilience was, you know, last week when all of this was happening, and it was just so sad to witness, and it just felt so terrible. I just felt like I couldn't get up. Mm-hmm. I felt like I had to stay down. And in that moment, I allowed myself to be in, you know, my pain and to be in my sorrow, and just to, you know, hold space and witness what I was seeing. So resilience doesn't always have to mean, you know, getting beat up and getting right back up. Mm-hmm. It can also mean, you know, sitting in the pain and sorrow and feeling it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not having to continue to fight. Sometimes you gotta take a breath or take a break and look at maybe what you're fighting for, or why you're, you know, fighting or speaking up or standing up, depending on what term you might use.
Yeah, absolutely. Just because we have to feel it. Mm-hmm. We have to feel it.
Yeah.
And, you know, feel it to speak it too.
Yes. Yes. Well, because otherwise, a lot of times what we speak is not really in alignment with the truth of who we are.
Exactly.
We're seeing a little bit of that. We've seen that over the last several months, really, but especially over the last couple of weeks.
Exactly. Exactly. And sometimes you need to take that step back to collect yourself, you know, to get in alignment with where you are, because I know I've been afraid, you know, to speak up, not knowing what to say or how to say it. However, if you take the time to get in alignment with yourself and your intention is coming from a loving place, then that's not wrong. You know, even if you say something that's might not be right, is coming from an intentional place, and you can learn from it.
Right, right. Well, because I think a lot of people have been afraid because there's been so much judgment and criticism. And even last week, we were scheduled to do this podcast interview last Tuesday. And last Tuesday was the blackout day where we were being asked to black out our pages to allow other voices to have a chance to kind of rise. And I felt really in alignment with that. And it was funny because I sent a message to an email to Grace saying, hey, you know, it's a blackout day. I really want to honor this. And at the same time that I sent my message to her, she sent a message to me saying, hey, it's a blackout day. I really, you know, so we were really on the same page. But the truth of that was, and this is how I felt anyway, and maybe you felt differently, was, you know, I understand, and I've been in a place of not feeling like I have a voice. And so I want to acknowledge those that feel that way. And at the same time, we want to do it because it's in alignment for us and not just because somebody's saying this is what you should do.
Absolutely. And it did not feel in alignment with me last Tuesday. And if, you know, I really wanted to stand in solidarity with, you know, my Black brothers and sisters. And if I did show up, it just would have been all bad because I wasn't feeling it. And so it was amazing how we were on that same page. So, yes.
Yeah. And I think that also goes to show for any of you that are watching or listening that might be feeling, you know, like not knowing what to say or how to say it or being kind of cautious. It's okay to be cautious, and it's okay to speak in the way that feels in alignment for you. That may be prayer. That may be meditation. That may be writing. That may be writing a blog. There's lots of ways. It's not just out there protesting or posting things on social media to get your attention, you know, or to speak your truth. There's a lot of ways to do it, and there's no wrong way.
No, absolutely. There's so many ways. You don't have to show up. It's not just showing up on social media. It's, you know, showing up in your homes. It's showing up, you know, in your circles. So just whatever you do, there's no right or wrong. Mm-hmm. There's no right or wrong. As long as you know in your heart what you're feeling and what, you know, it's up to you how you want to, you know, give back or show up or be part of the change. Mm-hmm.
So Grace, tell us about, so you've been in staffing for 20 plus years.
Yes.
And then you decide a few years ago to be a life coach. And what was the journey for that? Like, how did you get into staffing? How did that happen? And then what was it that kind of was the energy or the intention that said, I want to step into life coaching and still run my staffing business, right?
Yes. So how I got into staffing, I was in my mid-20s and I was out at a bar and I overheard these two guys talking about one of the guy's sister, how she created, you know, she made this placement and made all this money. And so for me, it wasn't just about money. I was like, my goodness, if I can, you know, make that type of money, then I have freedom. I could take care of myself. So it was a way for me to be able to take care of me and not have to depend on anyone. So I started reaching out to all the staffing agencies in the area. I finally landed a position with a local, you know, firm. I learned what I needed to. And then from there, I went and I started my own business because, again, I wanted the freedom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How long did it take you from when you first felt guided to step into that until you actually created your own firm?
Probably was about 18 months.
Oh, wow. That's pretty impressive, Missy.
Thank you. Thank you. So, and most of what staffing is, most of it is coaching because you're coaching your, you know, employees, you're coaching your candidates, you're, you know, coaching your clients. And it was something I enjoyed. And I was always also the go-to person in our circles, you know, because of all those self-help books I've read, you know, they're like, let me just go to Grace and ask her. And that was a piece of the business that I loved so much. Mm-hmm. And about 5 years ago, I started to get restless. I just didn't feel fulfilled anymore. And I knew that there was something more out there. And one day a friend called me and said, hey, you know, I heard this person on the radio and she sounded like you in the conversations we've had. And in that moment, I said, you know, I want to go back and pursue, you know, life coaching certifications, and maybe that's a career I could have, you know, later in life. And it just transpired, you know, just transformed from there. And here I am today with you.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. So did you, when you decided to be, because I think this is important. A lot of times people are kind of just, they're coasting along, right? Like you were coasting along. Life was good. Business was good. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, oh, I need something else on my plate. It was more of, I need something more within me.
Absolutely. Because I was feeling just bored, mm-hmm. unfulfilled. It felt like something was missing. Mm-hmm. You know that feeling. I'm sure people know that feeling. Like there's something missing and you just can't put your hand, you can't put your fingers on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was through me going back and getting certified and going through these courses and classes and getting hypnosis certified that I had this transformation. I was looking to fill that void, fill what was missing from everything outside of me. When in reality, that void, we fill it from within us.
Yes.
And I was like, what? You're joking, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And so once you started into the life coaching and recognized really how similar the work that you were doing and life coaching really are, this is it? And then did you want to let go of your staffing, or did you feel like it was just a nice, it gave you enough to keep you kind of interested and excited and passionate? Or because I think a lot of times people, and especially people in a middle age area, you know, 40 to 60, get to that place where it's like, okay, Everything's good,
mm-hmm.
but, and oftentimes I think it is, that's exactly it. It's searching on the outside when what you just recognized and just shared was, but that it was something that had to be fulfilled from the inside. So did it feel like it was, you know, this is the answer, or was it more of, I'm picking the pieces that are kind of like I'm creating the things that have been missing internally. And these are the manifestations. These are the ways that I'm starting to fill myself up within. Because when you get kind of used to life, sometimes it does get boring.
Yeah, it does get boring sometimes. So is the question like, once I started doing this work, did it start to fill me up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then things manifested from there?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. You know, absolutely. Once I started to do the work, I did start, I was feeling fulfilled. But I think the main thing is once I started doing the work and I turned, you know, within myself, because when we're bored, it's when we're out of alignment.
Mm-hmm.
But once I turn in and I find the joy within, then it's rare that I get bored. You know, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yes. Because I think once you find that thing that kind of lights you up, that gets you passionate, that gets you excited, then that feeds that internal and the external, it's not really about what the external is. It's I'm being fed from the inside out instead of the outside in.
Exactly. And then when you're feeding yourself from the inside out, what you want naturally comes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Then we're in the law of attraction.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you think of resilience, you've said, you know, okay, sometimes it's taking a step back. In the last 4 months, people have had to be pretty resilient.
Yes.
And you talked about building your resilient muscles.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that look like to you? What is the resilient muscle, and how do we build it?
So I think I've said this to you before, if I hadn't been working on, you know, building my resilience muscles, I would probably be a hot mess right now,
mm-hmm.
because of everything that was going on. And when the pandemic started, like, you know, my staffing business was doing great, and now it's been closed since March 16th. But because I've been building my resilience muscles, I've been able to handle it well. And there's many ways to build your resilience muscles, and self-care is huge. And a big part of self-care is creating you know, a morning ritual, mm-hmm. something, if it's, you know, prayer, meditation, journaling, whatever you feel guided to do, because that will help you, you know, set the intention for the day, and then you're driving the day instead of the day driving you. And so as you continue to do that, that way that builds resilience is each day you're a little bit more grounded, a little bit more centered, and you're increasing your tolerance for stress. Mm-hmm. So that way when, you know, stressful things happen, you increased your tolerance and, you know, you can manage it a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And so the morning routine is helpful, and also being, you know, disciplined. I know that to build your resilience, you know, there's things you have to do as far as, like I said, the morning ritual, and disciplined with that. And the other thing I think that builds resilience is moving your body, you know, at least like you say, moving your body 30 minutes a day, because then that gets the morning ritual gets your mind going. And then with the, you know, 30 minute of moving your body, it gets your body going. And with being disciplined with those things, that builds your resilience. Mm-hmm. So just focusing on, you know, your mind, body, soul as a whole, mm-hmm. looking at your holistic self helps really build the resilience. It's not just doing it one day. Resilience is built over time.
Right.
So being disciplined.
Right. And so talk to me about discipline, because I think that is what, you mm-hmm. know, I'm always harping on my clients and students and everybody. Consistency and commitment. And I think that can be really challenging for a human being, especially when they're under stress. So how do you stay in that vibe, in that energy?
Yeah. Actually, I like the word consistency and commitment way better than discipline, because I feel like discipline sounds a little heavy. Mm. So thank you for that. Consistency and commitment. So the way that I stay consistent and committed is, one, I calendar, you know, the things that I need to or things I want to do. Mm-hmm. And then I ask myself why, like, why am I doing this? How is it going to benefit me? Mm-hmm. If I don't do it, what is the consequence?
Mm-hmm. That's good. So how is it going to benefit me? Because I think that's usually what gets us excited to do it. But I like the other piece of that, which is, what's the consequence if I don't?
Right. And I'll give a simple, silly example, like the exercise. I love going to the gym, and obviously there has been no gym, and I go to the gym because I see my friends and it's social. And of course you move your body. But since March 16th, we've been in the house, and I do not like going out in my backyard by myself doing these Zoom classes, although my friends are teaching them and it's amazing and I'm grateful for them, but it's boring. Mm-hmm. But then I tell myself, okay, here's, you know, what's the consequence? If I don't go out there and move my body, I'm going to feel like crap. I'm not going to have any energy to get through the rest of the day. And I really am addicted to those endorphins. Yeah. So that's how it's going to benefit me. It's going to make me better. And so I get sometimes I give it 50% effort, but 50% effort is better than no effort.
Sure. Yeah. And you're not, and not every day is your best day, right? So there are days where, you know, like if you're not feeling really great, even physically, you're not going to have as much energy to show up as maybe you would on the days that you feel 100%. So,
right.
But at least show up is what you're saying.
Yes. And another part of resilience, I know some people don't like this saying, but fake it until you make it. Mm-hmm. And having the business and having two small kids, I mean, I have to show up. And there are many times that I faked it until I made it. But the funny thing is, when I was faking it, you know, putting on the smile, the next thing you know, it's like, I wasn't faking it anymore.
Right.
I was having fun. I was smiling. And I forgot about, you know, the morning that was a complete disaster and hectic.
Yeah.
So sometimes when you fake it till you make it, you're not faking it anymore. Mm-hmm. You feel your state.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of that too. I know a lot of people get the impression that you shouldn't have to fake it and just be however you are. But I think a lot of times when you're aspiring to be in a different place and feel a different way and create different goals and things, it's almost like you have to, imagine yourself there or project yourself into that idea. So if you wake up and you're like in grumpy old place,
oh yeah,
then, okay, here we go, you know, and pull it together, then the energy shifts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And that was one thing, you know, we were taught was like, you better put that smile on your face. Don't let anyone see you, you know, any other way but that way. You know, but then again, it shifts your state.
Sure.
It shifts your state.
Well, and I think that's a good point, that back in the day, certainly we're, you know, put a smile on your face and don't feel upset. And, you know, you want me to give you something to cry about and all those kinds of things. But now we've come to a place, and I know you have because I know you, where we, it's this and that. We can do both.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we can have that smile and we could be really vulnerable and cry with everyone too.
Absolutely. I mean, I have, you know, I've been learning how to show up, you know, in a vulnerable place.
And I'm loving what you're learning.
Thank you. And it hasn't been easy, but I know that vulnerability is strength. Mm-hmm. And I want to grow and expand. And I want to set the example for women because we've, you know, stayed behind the veil for, you know, too long. It's okay for us to be vulnerable. That's how we grow. And, you know, it's a strength.
Mm-hmm. What were you taught about vulnerability?
Oh, my goodness.
As a child.
You shouldn't, you cannot be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. You strong. That's it. Like, strong, stay strong, be strong. You better not show how you feel at any, you know, under any circumstance. And I did become very, very strong. But then it also killed me inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yes, it's okay to be vulnerable. Of course you have to be discerning.
Sure.
But yeah, it's a strength to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people from my experience, were taught that, that vulnerability isn't safe.
Yes.
That it's not safe to be vulnerable because then somebody might hurt you or somebody might take advantage of you or somebody might get under like know kind of your inner workings and be able to manipulate or take advantage of it in a more powerful way. And what we've come to discover is that, it is, I think it's one of the greatest strengths personally.
Absolutely. But also I understand where they're coming from because if I'm in a place where I'm insecure and I'm fearful and I'm looking for things outside of myself, then being vulnerable, you know, can put me in a place that may not be safe.
Sure.
But as we cultivate our self-worth and self-love, I think it's easier to be vulnerable.
And we feel safer within ourselves anyway. So we're not looking right. for something outside of us to keep us safe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, okay. So I think that you mentioned that you had a little, like a visualization or a guided visualization for creating a compelling future. Now, this is what's interesting. At this time, people are struggling, I think, to even see the other side of what this might, you know, what life might be like, because there's going to be some things that are just different, right? That are just different. And I think a lot of people are holding on to that old, going, okay, but I'm not ready for the new. But if we focus on the energy of what we have now, we can create. We all have a future in front of us. And so we can create this amazing future that this, what's happening right now in our world could be beneficial, could be positive. So do you want to walk everyone through the visualization or creating your ideal or your beautiful future?
Yeah. I mean, it's a fun, it's like playful and fun.
I love that.
Yes, I know. I love fun too. And you just using your imagination. I know there's so much uncertainty ahead of us, there's just so much uncertainty. We don't know what tomorrow is going to look like. And creating a compelling future of the visualization is get in a quiet place and close your eyes and be playful. Like it's your imagination, use it any way you like. What would you like the future to look like? What does it look like for you? What do you feel? You know, what do you see? What's the world like? What's your home like? Kind of get in the emotions of it. You feel peace. What does peace feel like to you? Feel love. What does that feel like? Feel joy. What does that feel like? You don't always, with the imagination, have to. If you can't see it, you can feel it. You kind of just sit with it with your eyes closed. How do you want to feel? And imagine, use your imagination, what you want to see, what you want it to look like. This is your game, your visualization, and you can create it in any way that you choose. And it could take, you know, a minute. You could play this for a minute. You could play it for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And you can sit in this imagination and feeling for as long as you like, as long as you choose. You can do it with your morning routine. You can do it in the evening. What would you like your world to look like, our world to look like? I know what I would like my world to look like. I'd like to see peace, love, equality, happy faces. Joy. People to be heard, seen. Yeah. And then whenever you're ready, you can just come out. It's a fun little game. I used to play that game when I was a little kid, not realizing it was creating a compelling future.
Mm-hmm. I actually did too. I used to visualize all different types of things when I was young. Like I imagined that I was president, and I'm very grateful that I'm not. I did imagine that many times. And I think that, you know, a lot of times we think that things have to be so serious, you know, that we have to be so serious in order to create our lives and create what we want. And it's supposed to be fun, and it's supposed to be light, and it's supposed to be joyful. So those of you that are joining us live, I'd love to hear what your vision was, what your visualization was, what are the things that I saw? Were people hugging?
Yes.
With smiles. Yay. No masks and hugs. Like, that was the immediate thing that I saw that I'm like, oh my God, I miss this the most. I miss the hugs.
Yeah.
And I miss the faces, you know?
I've been cheating. I have hugged people. And it felt
amazing. I've been hugging people too, for sure. But I mean, just like, so that it doesn't, even when we're doing it, it's like, are you hugging? Are you not hugging?
Right.
But like, okay, what, you know, and you don't, and you have to ask. And before I'd say, I'm a hugger, and I just come in, you know?
I hear you. You know what I miss so much is whenever I go out, I love to acknowledge people and just smile, you know, just give them a smile to acknowledge them. And now with the mask, it's so, it's just tough. Like, I want to acknowledge you. It's hard to acknowledge you just with the eyes.
Yeah. You know what they do in Thailand, and I actually have been doing this, is they acknowledge people this way. And if their hands are full, they just do it with one hand. So I actually have been doing that when I'm out, and because going like this Yeah, that mask on, it doesn't really look like you. You know, people don't really know what you're saying, but doing some kind of acknowledgement like that, and someone might think I don't know what I'm doing, or some she's crazy girl, but it that feels good to me.
Me too. Just acknowledging, you know, people when I'm out. Yes. Because I know it's a tough time, and if you know, a smile or a nod or acknowledgement helps.
Yes. Yes. Let's see what some of the friends are saying here. So let's see. A wonderful garden. People are hugging, smiling, and feel safe. Mm-hmm. You are president of SDJ Enterprises.
Cindy. Yes.
Dancing together. Yes. Mm-hmm. Dancing, concerts, live music, hugging. You'd be an amazing president, Sunny. Thank you very much. I don't know about that, guys. Lots of people miss the hugs. So it's interesting that we all have one similar that we, you know, and here's something we can learn is we took it for granted that you would just hug everybody. And now we're learning. Laughter, feeling love. I miss having fun out with my friends. Yeah, lots and lots of messages around hugs and love. So. That's the core of who we are. We're physical, we're spiritual, physical beings.
We love to connect. We love connecting. Yeah. That's how we fill ourselves up.
Yes. And we need that. We need that. All right, Grace, I have some fun, playful questions for people to get to know you a little more. Okay. All right. So let's see. If there was one thing that you wish that everyone in the world could know, what would it be?
That love is the answer.
Mm. Yep. Don't need any more than that.
No, I used to think that was, oh yeah, please. But I believe I'm a believer 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful. All right. What's an interesting fact about yourself that most people don't know?
Okay. So some of you might know that because I recently, there was a post on it, but I donated one of my kidneys to one of my cousins. So I am a live kidney donor.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Which kidney, right or left?
That's a great question. I don't even know. I don't remember. I didn't forget that it happened until he's...
How long ago did you do that?
It was actually 2006. So 14 years ago.
Wow. And how was that experience for you?
It was an incredible experience. I know people are always like, my God, thank you for the gift. And I say, no, I thank Paul, you know, for giving me that gift. Mm-hmm. It was an incredible, you know, gift to, you know, be able to do something so meaningful and purposeful.
Sure. And he's doing well?
He's doing fantastic.
Yeah. That's got to feel great.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
Well, and kind of on a symbolic way, guys, we donate a lot of different things to humanity. Our energy, we're uplifting. It may not be as physical and as challenging as like an organ, but think about the life energy that you can give to other people by showing up, by sharing you, and that's just. You're on the macro and I'm talking about the micro, but it all matters. It all matters.
It does.
What is your favorite way to process emotions? What is your favorite way?
Oh, I just had to process emotions this last week. So for me, it's just, I have to be. Mm. I have to be in it, close the door, and just go through it and feel it. And that's it. Just that's what I did this last week was just, I had to be in it, mm-hmm, and be in silence with myself.
Sure. Just feel into it then.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you believe in anything that other people think is absolutely crazy?
Do I believe in anything that other people think is absolutely
crazy? So like you look like a normal person, but if you were to share something with somebody that, and maybe it's different types of groups, they'd be like, oh my God, she believes blah, blah, blah.
Well, it's funny when you say that. So what just came to mind was the hypnosis. Mm-hmm. because when I, you know, went back and my teacher was like, you know, you should come to the hypnosis class. I'm like, yeah, okay. Like, I'm really going to bring hypnosis to my community. They're going to think I'm crazy. Mm-hmm. So, but once I went and I, you know, got hypnotized myself and took the class, I'm like, whoa, this is amazing. And I'm okay if they think I'm crazy, because this really works.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that, you know, that it's important for all of us to remember that we need to be open enough to in our daily lives, as we're growing and learning every day, to know that there's more that we don't know, and to be willing to learn. And so we could think it's crazy and then go, oh man, this shit's not so crazy anymore, right?
Yeah. And because I saw the transformation that I had and the people I was working with, you know, my classmates had, I'm like, I have to. I don't care if you think I'm crazy. This has to be, you know, I need to communicate this out.
Sure. Yeah.
Or tell you about it.
Yeah. Express. And in that, then you give other people an opportunity to open up or not.
Yes.
Yeah.
Their choice.
Mm-hmm. All right. What's your greatest challenge?
Oh, my greatest challenge. My greatest challenge has been, and I think continues to be, is accepting people where they are, you know, especially the people I love. Like, I love you so much. I just want you to see it this way, because it'll makes life so much easier for you. But that's not my journey. It's theirs. And I need to step back and let them experience what they experience and allow them to have the experience that they need to have for the evolution of their, you know, soul.
Right.
I need to step back.
Yeah. I'm sure how many of you are listening right now, they're like, oh yeah, I've got that one too. Like, that's one of the greatest challenges of being human, is to be able to witness somebody where they are and be okay.
Right.
Not want it.
Right.
Know?
Oh yeah. Cause we're fixers and changers. And
yes.
But
yes.
You got to let them go through what they need to.
Yeah. Honoring where they are. All right. My last question for you, my friend. What's your greatest quality?
My heart.
Ah.
I think, you know, I just always feel tremendous love. I'm very sensitive. And, you know, even in situations where people have hurt me, I still feel, you know, although I feel pain, I still feel love, because I know hurt people hurt people. And I just want to, you know, just want to love and send that love out there.
Yeah. I love your heart too, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. So one last message that you would want to leave with the listeners and the viewers.
No, it's been, you know, so much fun being here, and thank you guys for joining us. And if you want to learn more about me, or if you're interested in connecting with me, you can find me at www.daretoachieve.com. So I'd love you to join our community list and be a part of our community to help us raise the vibration.
So daretoachieve.com. That's how you'll find Grace. Thank you so much, my friend. I love you. I appreciate you joining me today.
I love you too.
Thank you very much.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
Beautiful, great information. And you guys can get a hold of Grace there, daretoachieve.com. So thank you all for joining us today. As you can tell, I like to bring bright lights into our community and help you to connect with them. And Grace is absolutely one of those. It really fills me up to be able to do that and offer that to all of you. And it's great to create the connections and the heart-based connections with all of us together. It's a win-win. And if you have somebody that you think would benefit from this, that would really love to hear the message that Grace is sharing today, then please tag them right here in the comments, or share this with them and let them know they can come and check it out. And certainly you can also join the iTunes or your podcast, whatever your podcast app is, wherever in the world you, whatever little device you use, you can download this in a few days on the Off the Cuff podcast on your podcast program. And don't forget that Off the Cuff is every day at one, every weekday at 1:11 p.m. Pacific time. If you have questions about anything that we've discussed, you're welcome to share them in the comments. We'll check that out. If you enjoyed this and you want to be a part of my community, please go to my community page, Sunny Dawn Johnston community page, or go ahead and like the fan page. And lastly, tonight is Spirit Speaks. Spirit Speaks is a once a month program where I do readings for you, quick little mini readings. If that's something you're interested in, please go and check it out at sunnydawnjohnston.com/spiritspeaks. I'd love to have you join us tonight, $12.99, and you get to spend the time with us in an amazing community of people. Thank you all so very much. We greatly appreciate it. Mwah. Love you.
Thank you so much for listening to Off the Cuff with SDJ. If you gained some knowledge, if you felt a connection, if you got some ahas or insight into this thing we call life, if you feel like you're a little more elevated than you were before you listened to this podcast, then please subscribe to this podcast. And if you're already signed up, please rate and review it. I'd greatly appreciate it. If you want to get more information about me and what I have to offer, go to my website, sunnydawnjohnston.com. Thanks so much, my friend.